Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Today he is encouraging us to cease our negative and disparaging self-judgments. Knowing yourselves is a major aspect of your awakening process. The energy of the tsunami of love is strengthening and intensifying daily, and many of you can feel it. Many others, who remain very much involved in the 3D issues of daily life as humans, are also aware of and feeling these energies, which they find disruptive and confusing because they are bringing to the surface of their sensory faculties emotional issues that have lain buried or denied for a long time. It is very unsettling for many. The thing is that to awaken, you have to release all that is not in alignment with love. Hatred, bitterness, resentment, judgment, worthlessness, etc. Many are shocked to find out how much is arising into their individual awareness. They may think it is world or personal events, political, business, family, earth shifts and extreme weather, that are disturbing their peace of mind, but truly it is their own acknowledged stuff that is coming up to be recognized, forgiven, and released. And it will keep on coming up until it is released. To release it is not difficult. It is in acknowledging it and owning it that the difficulty lies. This stuff has been buried because people find it too painful to acknowledge. Please call on us in the spiritual realms to help you with the intense discomfort that these arising issues can stir up. Remember, you are never alone. Separation, as modern physics has clearly demonstrated, is impossible. The oneness that is God and all of His divine creation means that you always have loving beings close at hand to help and comfort you in moments of fear or stress. Those beings, those who are not in form, are free to embrace and support you no matter where you are and no matter what you are experiencing, and they very much want to do so. Many of you have loved ones, children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents, siblings, for whom you would do anything when they are in need. Well, you all have teams of supporters here in the spiritual realms who feel the same way about you. You are all beautiful and wonderful beings of light, children of God, who appear to be encased in human form and severely limited by that form. And of course that form is severely limiting, but you are not, except when you identify yourself exclusively with that human form, as so many do. Going within daily and communing with the love and light that resides there with you helps you to become aware that you are indeed far more than you seem to be when you observe and identify with your human bodies. You are vast, but enclosed within a human form that is very hard for you to realize, accept, and know, even if you feel that you understand it intellectually. Knowing yourselves is a major aspect of your awakening process. Not your human identity, name, family, age, sex, workplace, skill or profession, but your divine identity as one with your Creator. And you come to know this through time spent within, open to the love that resides there and which is your true nature, and by accepting its loving embrace without the self-disparagement you engage in when you see yourself as not good enough, worthless, a sinner, a person that nobody, not even God, could love. You are and always will be the dearly beloved children of God, created perfect in His image and likeness, and that state is forever unchanging. What you disparage and dislike about yourselves is your egoic side, the part of you that judges and then condemns what it judges. But that is always self-judgment, even if it is disguised by being projected out onto others whom you perceive as wrong, bad, or misbehaving by the standards that you have set for yourselves as the right way to live and behave, standards that, as you perceive them, you are always falling short of. and that perception is frequently so painful that you bury or deny it, and then turn your perception outwards to judge and condemn others who are but reflections of what you dislike or hate about yourselves. Because of your severely limited abilities as humans, and the resultant negative self-judgments you make of yourselves, you suffer. Please, I ask you, be kind and loving to yourselves. You know, deep within, that you are one with Source, and therefore you are an eternal being of light and love. Be yourselves, be the love that you are, and share and extend that love with everyone with whom you have any kind of interaction throughout the day. That is precisely why you chose to be on Earth as a human in this age of apparent ceaseless conflict, pain, and suffering. You are love, each and every one of you, and you are on Earth to demonstrate love in action in every moment, because when you do, you have a major effect not only on those you know, love, meet, think about, and interact with for even the briefest moment, but also on the whole of humanity, providing essential assistance to all in the awakening process. You are greatly needed to share and extend the tsunami of love that the Divine Mother instigated to bring humanity back home by awakening from the illusion that has, over the eons, caused so much pain and suffering to all of humanity. Do not allow your egoic personas to persuade you that you can do nothing, that you are wasting your time, that you are ineffectual, because that is simply not true. As the divine children of your ever-loving Father, the effect you have is enormous. Don't forget that. You do know it is true. How could it be otherwise? And continue to set the intention each day to be only loving wherever you are and whatever you are doing. Your commitment to this divinely set task is absolutely essential. You are bringing humanity out of the nightmare that is the illusion and home to reality, where you will all experience once more the utter joy of being permanently in the loving presence of your Father, whose love for you knows no bounds. Commit to love. Come alive and wake up to the wonder of being real, of being one, of being not separate but inseparable, and totally relish the peace and unmitigated contentment of that which, as you well know, is your natural and eternal state of existence. With so very much love, Saul.